And it's estimated that Americans spend as much as $150 billion on sports events every year, and a Supreme Court case could cause that figure to rise considerably. In 1992, then-New Jersey Senator Bill Bradley, the former basketball great, helped enact a law that banned sports betting except in states where it already existed, Nevada, Delaware, Montana, and Oregon. Now the court is considering striking that federal ban, and the challenge comes from New Jersey, where lawmakers approved sports betting in 2012, prompting a lawsuit filed by the major pro sports leagues, and that's now before the court. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. He joins us now. And Mike, NPR's Nina Totenberg reports on Monday the justices signaled they may be prepared to strike down this federal gambling ban. We'll link people to her reporting on the case. But from your sports view, what would that mean?
Well, she bases that on the questions that the justices were asking, and it was a little surprising to some that the justices even took this case, and they thought that New Jersey's attempt to legalize it was going to be over. What it would mean to the leagues, the sports leagues, even though they've perhaps confusingly come out against New Jersey's specific interest in the case, what it would mean is a windfall. And the NBA has really led the charge on this, correctly, I think, arguing that a game between Sacramento and Minneapolis, the Minnesota Timberwolves, might be of no interest to someone in New York unless the Timberwolves were giving up four and you could put money on it. And once that is legal, then it would increase interest in the game. Plus, the leagues themselves would presumably have a cut of the ways to bet. And they would say it's a win-win-win for everyone because the states would get some cut of the money. I suppose part of the win is the estimated 10% of people who can't help but become addicted to gambling.
Well, but there's another concern. I mean, I thought that part of the lawsuit from the pro teams was that it would hurt the integrity of their games. That you know, it's like the old stories that we hear that players would be, you know, induced to throw a game.
Old stories, I think that is an apt phrase, because there was a time when perhaps you could imagine a guy with a pinky ring and a limp going up to an NBA player and offering a couple thousand to throw a game. But now that salaries are in the millions, I don't see that the mob or any gambling interest would hold sway over a professional player. The NCAA is another kettle of fish, and they have come out against the ban. And I think that they are on less shaky grounds, although someone could charge them with hypocrisy, because without the madness of the March Madness brackets, how many people would actually watch the NCAA tournaments? What the leagues really want is not a state-by-state solution. They want a national solution to this, and they'd like to make money. And I should also say the NFL stands apart a little bit from the other leagues. They're more of the league that's talking about integrity of the game, and yet the NFL did approve the Raiders' move to Las Vegas, did they not? Not that Las Vegas is synonymous with
but it is
perfidy and gambling, but it is called Sin City. Exactly.
Yeah, there you are. Just real quick, we have a half minute. Where are we in fantasy football? Is that gambling or a game of chance? Where are we?
The NFL, fantasy football, rotisserie baseball. So the NFL contends that it's not because it's gambling on individual performances, not teams. That is a fine parsing. What it is very remunerative for the NFL, and it doesn't seem to have hurt integrity at all.
Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. We should disclose, I think you play it. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.